we will dig at the site of the lynching and put it in the jars given to us by the Equal Justice Initiative.
Teniade Broughton is a member of Escambia County's Community Remembrance Project, which is holding a public ceremony in Plaza Ferdinand to collect and fill the jars for two black men who were hanged by mobs in that public square in the early 1900s.
Ms. Ora Wells is going to collect on behalf of Leander Shaw, and the former police chief, David Alexander, is going to collect for David Alexander.
There's a bit of irony there, explains historian Tom Garner, a member of the Remembrance Project who conducted much of the research on the local lynchings.
In 1909, David Alexander was accused of killing a white Pensacola police officer. And then you fast forward almost 100 years later, and the chief of the Pensacola Police Department is a black man named David Alexander. It's a very odd coincidence.
Garner says the question of whether the two David Alexanders are related remains to be answered.
The modern David Alexander, the retired police chief, tells me that his family goes well back in Pensacola and that there may be a connection. And he and I are working together to try to track down the genealogy and match up the historical documents with the genealogy and see what the answer is. We don't know.
In an interesting side note related to 1908 lynching victim Leander Shaw, Leander Shaw was also the name of the first black Chief Justice on Florida Supreme Court. Members of Escambia's Community Remembrance Project have been working for months with the local Race and Reconciliation Group, as well as EJI, to memorialize those lynching victims who were killed in this area. The first phase of documentation and soil collection will be completed with soil collection for Leander Shaw and David Alexander, who both were hanged from the same light pole in Plaza Ferdinand. Garner says the soil itself will be historically accurate.
We investigated, and there's a fill layer of modern fill in Plaza Ferdinand that's about 8 inches deep. And the original land surface in the plaza that would have been there when Leander Shaw and David Alexander were lynched is about 8 inches underground. And so we're actually collecting soil 8 inches deep to get into the soil layer that would have been there historically.
The soil collection and remembrance ceremony is open to the public. Broughton says for those who attend to witness in person, it's an opportunity to connect with our history in a different, more personal way.
I would like for folks to just imagine for a moment what it might have been like to be in the plaza during 1908 and 1909, to witness that level of terror and think about how it affected those people who were the bystanders.
Broughton is particularly curious about the children who were taken to witness the lynchings and how it affected their view of race. And for her, the questions keep coming.
Like, well, during the days of these lynchings, well, where did all the black people go? This is downtown. They were living in a tan yard. They were living nearby downtown. They were living in Seville. Where did they go? And what was it like the next day? Who had to come take the body down? Who had to bury them? What was this process, this grieving process, like for our whole city?
There's a tendency to view lynchings as black history, and that's just not true.
Again, historian Tom Garner.
If you think about it, without the white community, there would not have been lynchings. This is white history. It's black history and it's white history. And if it's both, then it's community history.
Garner says it's time we recognize this part of our history, even if it is unpleasant. Members of the Equal Justice Initiative will be on hand for the soil collection ceremony, which begins at 5 o'clock at Plaza Ferdinand. That will be followed by a reception in the Bowden Building. At 6 o'clock, Garner will take part in a panel discussion to be moderated by Broughton. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.